your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Well, let's have a look at this little letter to the editor. I'm hearing about this all over the place, this people stealing the core flutes or pulling them out and throwing them on the ground. And it's you can get a good guess of who's responsible. You go down the street and someone's core flutes are on the ground or smashed or whatever or disappeared, and then you look at other parts of the street and the other person's core flutes are perfectly erect and available there for everybody to see. And you think, well, who's likely to have destroyed the other person's core flutes? Sometimes you can sort of follow the trail and realise who's playing dirty. Now, here's a letter to the editor. This was in Monday's Cairns Post. Nicole Sleeman at Freshwater wrote under the heading, Theft Never Justified. Now, Nicole wrote, this is my first time standing in an election. It's been a roller coaster of a ride and illustrative of how politics can bring out both the best and the worst in people. Nicole says, I've experienced great acts of generosity and support and great acts of disrespect. Theft is illegal, and there are loud voices in our community who want to see the end of youth crime, in Division 6 especially. Yet during this election campaign, there are members of our community who feel justified in stealing core flutes and interfering with the democratic system, which we are lucky to have in Australia. What I will take away from these past 8 weeks, elected or not, is that we all have a role to play in cultivating a respectful and safe community. It is not merely up to elected officials. As a general practitioner, I know that health begins in the community. As a first-time council candidate, I now know that peace, respect and safety do too, writes Nicole Sleeman out at Freshwater. Dr. Nicole Sleeman is on the line, set to go. Yes, she is. Nicole, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm well, and I congratulate you on taking this matter up, because someone had to speak up about it. Some of the behaviour, or some of it's been highlighted in the Cairns Post the last couple of weeks out in the southern suburbs. But the fact that you've spoken out about it being quite widespread, this business, some people, the people saying, oh, no, it's just vandalism. No, it's not. No, it's more sinister than that. This is some people who are actually standing for election who think it's fair enough to go out and destroy somebody else's core flutes and get an advantage. Well, that's not the sort of people we should be voting for.
No, this is my thoughts exactly. I think, you know, I brought it up within my division, and kind of tagged the other candidates on Facebook, hoping that we would all stand up strongly and say that this is not okay. Because I think considering, you know, people say this is a norm in elections, it happens everywhere, but I feel that this is actually part of the problem, is that when we consider this sort of behaviour the norm, it undermines what we're all seeking, which is, you know, to be in a safe and respectful community where we can live peacefully. For me, this is very undermined that we should not be condoning this sort of behaviour.
Did you cop it, Nicole, more than others, do you think?
I think in my division, I have less core flutes than the other candidates, so it's probably felt like I've copped it more. But there's certainly been, two of us out of the four of us have definitely had a lot more core flutes removed than the other two, notably. Yes. So, yeah, and I would say that I've definitely copped it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that tells you a fair bit about who may be, well, supportive of the bad behaviour, to say the least. Now, let's go to the situation in your particular division. Talk to me about what you've experienced. You would have been talking to people. I don't know, some people go door-to-door, some people go to shopping centres, whatever. What's been your experience? What's the feedback? What do the people in that division of yours, Division 6, what are they wanting from their representative?
Yeah, I think from Division 6, and I've done both of that, I've done some door knocking and done some spending time in shopping centres, there's been a couple of things which have come up over and again. One of them is around the lack of community consultation. So things going ahead where there hasn't actually been any sort of communication with the community about either progress of things or if the community wanted projects to go ahead. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is like broken election promises. So like the Brinsmead Freshwater Bike Path has been a huge issue for Division 6. because it's been in the works for a number of years now and residents are up in arms as to why it hasn't happened. And the other thing is the Redlands sports precinct, which also I think residents hoped it would have moved much faster. So, I think it's been around things not getting done and then just lack of communication with the community as to what's going on.
What about the crime situation? Does it come up?
Yeah, crime does come up, definitely. Yeah, I think that comes up across all of Cairns. So, yeah, Division 6 is definitely no different in that respect.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess, crime's a complex issue, and I suppose for me, having all this business around the Corflutes, it's made me reflect on, what we all need to do to combat crime as a whole. I think there's a big focus on youth crime, but yet we have adults coming and, behaving in ways which is, really quite aggressive. And,
exactly.
It's a good reflection of hypocrisy.
It's bizarre, too. I've noted that, and I've heard about the numbers of Corflutes going. The former Deputy Police Commissioner of Queensland, Paul Taylor, that they just made an absolute target of his Corflutes, and I don't know why. So he's really
interesting
because
when I was reflecting on the fact that it is illegal, because at first, I thought, okay, maybe this is part of it, but it's definitely stepped up in the last couple of weeks. And I actually wondered if Paul Taylor might come out and say something, because this is, it's a big thing to step up as a candidate. Mm. And I'm not the only one that's affected by my Corflutes being, damaged or stolen.
Yes.
It's the team that goes and puts them out and is always looking for them. There's a lot of effort that goes into Corflutes.
Exactly.
But it does also, when I've got somebody that's, drawn all over my Corflute or broken it, it makes me wonder about my safety.
Yeah.
And, what's a smart thing to do to put myself out into the public eye? So I actually think it really needs to be taken seriously.
Well, also replacing them is bloody expensive.
Yep, it's money, it's time, it's waste. The waste of just creating these big cardboard plastic signs that, end up in the bin.
Oh, I'm glad this just got put in front of me. This is an article by Peter Carruthers in the Cairns Post, I think it's a week ago or something. And it's about that little jetty down at Stratford. And it's got a history because it used to be an old bridge. And these days it's a fishing jetty. And kids just love it. Oh, here it is. Here, they're putting these new things to hold the rods, etc. Temporary closure, improving facility, council installing 20 new fishing rod holders to the handrails at the Barron River Fishing Jetty at Stratford. Is that in your division?
Yeah, that is in my division, yep.
Can you keep an eye on that? Because kids just love it. And I'm so pleased they're actually putting some more facilities in there. I mean, if you've got kids who are down having a fish with a fishing rod, and it's a real adventure for them if the first few times, and sometimes it lasts a lifetime. It's a heck of a lot better than them hanging around a street corner with some creep going past offering some dope or worse and getting involved in a life of bloody drugs or crime. I mean, these things are critically important, these facilities, for young people, for children especially.
Yes, we want kids outdoors, exploring within nature. It's just normal for development. Actually, there was just something in the news just recently, a study around kids looking at screens is interfering with their language development.
Yes, exactly.
Kids need to be outdoors. We all need to spend time outside in nature. It's really good for us.
Now, this isn't an advertisement, but I'm asking you anyway. But people listening to you say, oh, she's a doctor. I wonder how long the queue is to see Dr. Nicole Sleeman. Can you say at least that?
It's not that long.
All right. So people could ring and maybe get in a day or a week.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm a bit disorganised opening up my appointment books in advance, so often you can get into me last minute if you're lucky that you look on the day that I've opened my books up and you should get in.
Where's your surgery, by the way?
I work for Cairns Doctors on Bath Street.
On Bath Street.
In Elville.
Yeah. Okay, Cairns Doctors. Now, Nicole, thank you for speaking to me today. Really appreciate this.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
She's a local doctor, Bar Street, as you just heard. But more importantly for this conversation, she's a candidate at Division 6 Cairns Council elections coming up.